had already been awarded, who, when they awarded the contract, when were they awarded the contract and for how long? And the second one, the question on that particular page was just confirmation that the negotiations with regards to the regulation 26A where the service provider was still being negotiated. And the other part of my question was concerning the beneficiary data relating to any form of interaction with SAFSA or service provider via the call center, and why after all these years of that contract being in place, why we have not yet received the data. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. With a biometric data, I think it's divided into two. What we are talking about now is the official biometric. And then with the broader one that we are going to use for enrollment, CSIR, working together with us, has done some work on biometrics, because we want to do the enrollment as the department. Then issue of beneficiary data. What has been happening is that we've been transferring data to Home Affairs. Now, I think they are in a better place to explain the challenge that we are facing right now, because of the new FICA laws about information that is in one bank and has to be transferred to another bank. They will explain it. I don't want to take chances. And then the issue of green cards. We have actually written to Green Road and asked them to stop issuing those cards, because there was never agreement on the card. And even the machines they have introduced, because the other challenge is that people have to use that machine to withdraw their money. And we've been saying loudly and clearly that we know nothing about the card. And I must say that this is one of the areas where that has taught us a number of things about not owning your account, but also about not revisiting your contract so that you address such issues. Yeah, I think I'll ask CEO to respond to some of the issues, and then Zodwa or the CFO the issue of a FICA or new banking requirements. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. I'll hand over to the CEO. Is that in order with you? Or do you want your CFO to speak first? Thank you, Chin. Maybe the CFO and the CIO to cover all the other data questions. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. You can continue.
CFO?
Thank you very much. There was a question relating to who did we award the bid for the biometric. We awarded that bid to ProSens Technology, P2Y LTD. ProSens, yeah. At an amount of 99 million for the period of 3 years. The issue relating to the FICA requirement in terms of an account, I think honorable members will know that when you have an account with one banking institution, you can't just move that information to another banking institution. You still have to present yourself and documents to prove your existence and all the biometric information if they need so. So the same rules apply in just in that space, in the banking fraternity. So I think the whole issue about looking at the beneficiary information that we may actually, once we've concluded the whole process, that beneficiary's information can't just be moved actually to another bank. So this is the information, must take it. The other bank also has an obligation to validate the information so that they can own that data. So the rules of that just apply to any bank. So if I'm having an account with one bank and I move to another, I have to really go and present that information. I can't say that, but this information, that other bank has it, you can just get that information from that. So that's the same thing that probably we're talking about. The CIO will be able to talk about the whole issue of the data and where we are in terms of the status of the data.
Acting, are you going to speak now? All right, fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and honorable members. The question with regard to the customer interaction data, this data is broken into various formats, as the CFO has actually indicated. There's a pure query contact information, which is done through the call center. That function was outsourced together with the outsourcing of the function of payment of grant. So there's part of the queries that are handled by CPS, and that information, SASSA only gets statistical data to say so many queries were raised and so many were resolved. That data goes to grant administration. And that was part of the function that was outsourced. So as we take in the function, that particular customer interaction function is going to be insourced, and therefore the historical data contact will actually also be transferred. This particular data, one part of it will be the one that we may not necessarily be able to take over, because there are legal issues there to say at one point our beneficiary becomes a private client to a bank, then we become a third party. So we cannot necessarily lay a claim on that particular interaction. But that data is quite important, and that is why other organizations, they use it for analytics, and they are able to coin certain products, you know, to sell to people. But beyond a certain point, SASSA cannot have claim on that particular data. But I think the POPIA Act will definitely help in terms of making sure that the data resides with the owners, which is an individual person. With regard to why was it not migrated, the reason that the function was outsourced stayed with that particular data, and historically we just need statistical data, how many people contacted us, what were the resolution of the query rate and so on. But that function will be insourced, as I said. Lastly, at the back of the call center, at the back of the SASSA card, there's actually a call center number that belongs to CPS. That we are correcting, because that will only stop them from getting customer interaction and so on. So at the point when the function is fully insourced, there will no longer be a need for us to look for historical data of customer contacts, because we would have had that insight, and then we'll no longer be necessitating any interaction with CPS, because in any case, the contract will be over. Thanks.
The CEO. Thank you, Chairperson. The question from Honorable Wilson about the Regulation 26A, we are still in negotiations. But just to mention that we have requested Treasury to actually get into the transversal contract, which Treasury already have. this contract is used by all the departments and all the entities, but we still then negotiating because we've written to Treasury and they said to us there's more information that they're requesting. We're busy with that. The date we're putting on the 27th of actually October, it's the date where we actually want to test the system if it will work on that date. And then on the Scopus 14th of September, this is, maybe I didn't say it correctly, the Scopa wants to visit SASA in our offices in Pretoria. They want to come to our offices in Pretoria. And then I really welcome the skills development and the skills audit will be part of change management. We definitely need to do that. And with the social media, we really, we've seen those SMSs and we have requested our communication to deal with that part accordingly. And we will be sending some of the issues sharing with the portfolio committee to the chairperson's office. And then the delay in CARD, honourable member, we have done this before and we have seen that when we were issuing cards, when we were doing re-registration at the same time, it took longer because we're talking about 10.2 million cards. At the moment, we also have done a bit of a research and we know that CPS is issuing about 120 cards, but we know those are just replacement cards. And we anticipate that and then we then anticipate that the person that would be contracted to issue those cards might take a longer period. Remember, the re-registration took far longer than it was anticipated. Then that's where we see that risk on the card issuance, and that's why we went to the Reserve Bank to talk about it even beforehand, so that risk is mitigated. And then, we think about it would be 3 months or over 3 months to issue. Yes, so it might go over. Yes, over 6 months. Yes, that's the time, depending on the efficiencies as well on the service provider. If they will be able to do it in time, that would be good for us. And then the amount by honourable member Madopa, the 1,500 and the 2,700. When we actually had to adjust our budget, we budgeted about 1.2 for the experts, but what they've given us, they've costed it. It's about 5.3 million at the moment. That's the amount. And then the work streams reports will be packaged properly so that they can be distributed to everyone with the work that has been done by the work streams. And with the SAPO story, we do have a contract which is over 50 million. The minister has already said that. Thank you very much, Chair. Those were all the questions.
Chairperson, it's just a small thing because since we said we're going to use a hybrid model, one of the things that we thought were going to be done by the banks is the issuing of cards. And then what we found out was that all of them last financial year produced 2,100,000 cards. And then at SASA you have
plus 10,000.
10 million.
Ah, 10 million. Now, that is why we thought we should fast track the process with the Reserve Bank on the laws that have been put in place about people changing accounts and all other things. This is just for information, and also this made us think. That is why we thought or agreed that this is one of the risks that we might be facing. Thank you, Chair.
May I proceed? Thank you, Chair. I think the Honourable Santi, you wanted to ask a question, was it? Okay, thank you. Just a couple of questions, and thank you for the responses so far. The Interministerial Committee, I think Ms. Bengu said last night, it's been chaired by the Honourable Jeff Kadebe. Who else is on the committee, if we may know, who's on the Ministerial Committee? And then I have a concern, and it has been raised by one of my colleagues, about this difference in costs on the GPS rates and what the experts are actually requesting. And Minister, you yourself said it was something that the committee is going to have input on and make a decision, and, you know, budgets come to us, etc., etc. My concern is that they've already had three meetings, and we now have no... Sorry, let me just turn off my phone as well. Maybe it's my phone. I'll sit on my phone. Nothing will get past that. Is that better? Better. Thank you. So, Minister, I have a concern about that, because when you raise figures like we budgeted 1.2 and it's actually going to 5.3, and this was not discussed ahead of three meetings already being taken place, we could be facing a potential, because, and the word reasonable expectation, well, I think I'm very clever and I think I'm worth a hell of a lot of money, but who are you comparing me to? We need to have some idea of what their expertise are and what we're comparing them to, who we are comparing them to, because we can't just agree to random figures to pay these people because they think they're worth a million and I think they're worth 200,000, example. Are you with me? So I have a concern on that, because defining reasonable is not easy. And then, Minister, I just wanted to go back, because we just had a whole string of complaints from Aliwal North in the Eastern Cape, with regards to the green, I think it's the green cards, where there seems to be thousands of people in that area with those green cards who are now saying they cannot access their grants, or their grants have been stopped because they're using that card. And we're not talking about one or two, we're talking about a lot of people. Please explain to us what the situation is. We need to go back to those communities and let them know what the situation is. I just need clarity on that, because it's not the first time we've received this account, but this was, in this instance, was a whole community. If we could get some, what do we go back and tell these communities? Do they have to go get new cards? What is the situation? Please advise. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks to the acting CEO and colleagues for the presentation. I have all the other questions have been taken care of by colleagues. I just have two clarity questions to ask, with the first one being a follow-up question to the Minister, who responded to the report that was accepted or adopted by the executive of SASSA from the work stream, and the minister said that SASSA must have work streams, does this mean that the work streams that were whose contracts were cancelled around mid-July have been reinstated, or are they working outside of contracts, or what is the status there, Chair? And the second clarity question refers to, I believe, slide number four. Under the compliance with Constitutional Court Order 4-6, the last bullet or the last number four, refers to a decision that has been taken by SASSA for the independent verification to be obtained at the end of the current contract. I just don't know or understand what that means. Does it mean that it will be cost effective when it's done at the end? Because why is it not cost effective to do it now? I just need some clarity there. I didn't understand that point at all. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks for the clarity around the cards. What I'm trying to do is get a practical sense of what people are in for. Will they have to get up and go to a local office? Will people be sent their cards? What sort of process, in a practical sense, for the person who's needing to now get the new card, what are they going to be called on to do? Because I think if we start to tell people that early, it won't be such a crazy panic when they get the information. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. There's just one question still off, Doctor, that I just want to follow up because you whispered in my ears, and I had that question down too. Seeing that the agreement was not signed with the monitors, and we are going to pay them now, how many hours did they work so far? Because, look, we don't know what are we going to give them per hour. But my question that I would like to ask is on the database. On slide 21, you speak about legal challenges regarding the ownership of this data. I think clarifying it too, the court took CPS as part of the department. You know, like you had your official CPS as part of the department. So what I would like to know, because that database is actually an asset of SASSA itself or social development. So I think it's going to be important for us to know what are the legal challenges. Because we also would like to despair, because some time ago in the papers, we don't like speaking to papers, because papers are rumors, and there was a possibility, they said that CPS was going to sell the data, you know, like we just look at the correct thing that I wrote down there, that there's a possibility that they would like to sell their group, social group, grant, distribution technology, and infrastructure. You know that we can dispel these little things going around and rather hear from the horse's mouth what is happening. Because many a times people come here and then they ask questions that they saw within the papers. And we don't know, and it's much better to hear from the department itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks
you for the new acting CEO. It's not a question, it's not a comment, it's only suggestion on my side. The department can't have another plans to help the beneficiaries on getting their money or grants on the right time, like the long time of some more many days or extended of the dates, because the days I don't think are enough this first and second on the month for the people, because the queue are too long for those people who want to get the grant. And then it is where they getting the robbed because of that is pitch running abantu puma bank abayenza lines. It's a just a suggestion to the department. Abanye bayalimala nokulimala yabona, because baningi kakhulu abantu, abantu abadala, abantwana bafuna imali ngezi dates ezimbala kangaka. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Just two responses on this issue of the scope, Honorable Hope. You asked about the scope and the hours and the work. I think the department is unable to suffer because this matter has everything to do with AG. Why don't we wait for AG?
Yes, again. No, we're just checking because there was an indication that they've already held three meetings, whether they do know the hours that they spend in those three meetings.
Fine, they will answer that one. Yes. And on this issue of the minister having to respond to this green card, I think we must also be able to talk to our people, talk to our constituencies, because the green card, Honorable Wilson, belongs to NetOne. Am I correct? NetOne. Then our own people go to NetOne themselves, because this NetOne has got 1,000 already in the card. And then where I stay, a very small town, one street, there is a fully fledged office of NetOne, and it is next to SASA office. There's more queue on NetOne's office, and they told me that, Anna, this is not your job. NetOne is a business. We are loaner. When I was see loaner lemali, and I asked in one funeral, how many people can show me how many green cards? They said, even those I trusted. And then I then think the control is not with us, but it's with education. But it's tempting because they said, no, no, you don't have to go and queue. You don't have to borrow. You simply get this card. There's already 1,000 in there. As if this 1,000 is not going to be paid back. Yet when they are going to get paid, is when they don't get the money, because definitely they've got their own ATM. This NetOne has got their own ATM. When you go there, they deduct what belongs to them. So that's why I don't know how do we control people's lives, because I remember in one of these meetings we were talking about ensuring that they don't buy alcohol. But I remember Honorable Wilson saying, be careful. You can't control people's lives. It's their money. So even now, if they misuse there, we must have a creative way of talking to them. I then allow the answers to be done by the department, but I also, just because I'm sharing, wanted to tease a few things.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the IMC, maybe just to apologize to the member, the chair is the president, and the departments that are there is Department of Health, Department of Social Development, Department of Transport, Department of Telecommunications and Postal Services, Department of Communications, Department of Small Businesses, Department of Labor, Department of Monitoring and Valuation. Oh, you're writing? Sorry. Okay. Department of Home Affairs?
What is the minister?
Yes. Department of Monitoring and Valuation, Department of Labor, Department of Small Business, Department of Communication, Department of Telecoms and Postal Services, Department of Transport, Department of Social Development, Department of Health, okay, and the chairperson is the president. Department of Finance. Yeah. Department of Science and Technology. Thank you.
Well, if we are done, we will go in. Okay.
Chairperson, I think we all have the names of the people that are in the committee. And I think the questions that are raised now are about their remuneration, but not about their... not about their credentials, because we all know them. And for instance, we've worked with Tim Masela before.
Mm-hmm.
So we know him. He's from the Reserve Bank. Because I don't want us to be seen as if we are casting a doubt on the members of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The process was very clear because names were submitted by organizations and so on, and then the list of these names was captured into a master list, and then the judge identified out of the master list which one they want to bring in here. So I think that we are fine with that one. We don't want to interfere with the judge order.
What we've been saying to our people is that they must take that green card, go to our service centers, then get the new card and cut the old one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you do visit Prenching Bay Outpost.
Mm-hmm.
Mamsot, my mother is very clear. She does not want to go to the bank. She wants to go and chew there because her friends are there. But my father goes to the bank and my mother goes to her friends. So that they socialize there. What we must try and do is to deal with the long chews and their safety. But you also, the time of arrival, they arrive there very early in the morning. So these are the things we've been trying to grapple with. But also with the loan sharks, they themselves leave the card with the loan shark. And then they go, leave the ID, take the card, go inside, get the grant, and go back there and leave the card. And we've always had a problem because when an old person passes on close to the date of getting her grant or his grant, we do pay them. But families have a problem because they find out that the card is not there. And it's with a Mashonisa. So those are the things that we need to keep on mobilizing and conscientizing our people with. And then the number of days, it is 15 because we have to consolidate and start in advance preparing for the payments of the following month. But our last date is the 16th or 15th. Yes, it is the 16th. The last day is the 16th. Thank you. Of every month. 16th day of every month. And we even know the distribution of days according to provinces. KwaZulu-Natal is the last to get their grants because we had to assess their numbers, and I don't think that there is anything that stops other provinces from stretching their days to the 16th and not rush to pay the money, because we also are not a bank. We are looking after vulnerable people. So our services must be well received, but also we must know that ours is about human rights and not about rushing to pay the money and go. Thank you, Chairperson.
Ngokuqala ke minister ndiyakuva ingaba ke ngoko as beneficiaries siyayazi na le 16 days because they are talking about those few days and they are pushing to the bank to go to the banks, all of them at the same time. Did they know aware of those 16 days? They do because they know the days when it is put there. But by a cough. But sugar the date cough. So they have got many ways of getting this money. But I went to Mbizana at 4 a.m. They were sleeping there. And I stopped and I asked them, I said, no, don't worry, Mama. Sifuna ukuba ngabokuqala sizokwazi ukuthenga ibhasi ziphuma kwangoko. Are you not exposed? No, we are many. Angayibeka apho umuntu ongasiqala njengoba ubona sihlele apha siyifemile eyi-one. Sifuna nje uma ivula avule ngathi siyothenga ilanga lonke mashawu-2 siyongena emabhasini. Same egcuwa. So I think this matter yale mali, they are also running away from other people who want to be paid what was loaned. Can I make a request that we break and go for lunch? I'm really having no wasteful expenditure except being generous. But can I share? My priest comes to our church in the morning and says, "Peace be with you," and we all respond, "With you as well." But this particular day, the mic was not working. He tried and tried, and then he said, "There's something wrong with this mic," and we all responded unconsciously, "With you as well."